All right. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hi, now, Johnny. Who else is here?
Well,
aloha.
We have Richard. And,
oh, aloha, Richard.
Richard. I'm trying to get Dale to call in on the guest number.
Okay.
She's calling into my phone.
Talk about, you can have us, Richard and I, talk about Dale while you go fix whatever technical issue is happening. So, Richard, how are you?
Yo, pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
How's
Let's tell the new listeners. The new listeners out there may not know who you are, and Richard is my friend. He is a Navy veteran, and he is, I don't mean to always say your age, but Dale always does. He's your best friend, our psychic, so he's an amazing thing that you're 90. Whose phone is that, though?
That's my phone. But give me one second
But you're the host of the show. Can you turn your phone off?
Okay.
This is crazy. Please turn off your notifications.
I don't use the phone to call in right now. Okay. I've been using the direct connect number.
I know. I've been dialing the wrong number. Let me hang up and start over, okay?
Okay, you have the guest number.
Johnny, please don't explain it because we're trying to talk to I'm trying to talk to Richard while you were doing that.
I was talking to Dan. Sorry about that.
I know you are.
talk.
I love Richard because he totally gets it. You know, you can tell when somebody just like the way they laugh. You know, we get it. Okay, we're both Leos, and it's I'm sure there's a lot of people out there listening who get it as well, like we do.
It's just kind of odd
that some people are like in an oblivion. There's no way in hell they could ever multitask. I'm sorry, they just can't. So, you know,
hello,
a couple of the specials.
Hello, Dale.
Hi, Dale. Aloha.
Okay, is John there? I mean, hello.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh.
I'm here.
Okay. Now we're all on. My fault. I was dialing the wrong. I was dialing his cell instead of his phone. I'm sorry. Barbara, before we get started, but first, Johnny, give out your phone number.
Sure. It's it is 516-531-9874.
Richard, you want to give it out?
Me? The phone number? Oh, my turn. Yeah. If you want to get on this and, you know, get your, 516-531-9874 to Life, Laughter, and Happiness, and conversations you'll never understand, and all that. So
okay. Enough of him.
I love that old timey feel he gives to that. That was really cool,
Barbara.
I have been trying.
I've been trying to talk to you for 15 minutes. Okay.
Well, it's only 5:03. We've only been on for 3 minutes.
I was trying to call. All right, Richard, you've got to be quiet for a moment, please. Okay.
I knew he was going to
Barbara, do you do websites?
Do I design them?
Yes.
Is that what you asked? Yes, I do.
Okay. What happened, Liz, I was on GoDaddy for 30 years, and then they sent me 3 emails, which I ignored because I thought they were spam, and they disconnected my whole website. So I can't get it back, and I have to make a new one, and we have choices of, I guess, Wix or Facebook. What do you prefer?
Well, lo and behold, I'm in the exact same predicament. Mine happened a while back, and I'm just now getting it. A new one done. Literally yesterday, I did buy another domain, thebarbaramooreshow.com. Thank God it was available when I finally figured out the name of my new show. And so I bought it there, but I haven't, no, I did buy the builder because I'm just used to it. And I think it's a good deal, and I have checked out
right.
others. It's just all
okay, well,
about
you're confusing me.
Secure. What was that? No, just, I mean, I like GoDaddy, but I have not seen anybody else that I would rather go to. But it depends on what you want. I mean, do you want one?
Okay, all I want is a simple, and I'll be glad to pay you for it. All I want is a simple website with my name and phone number and everything on it.
What about the monthly fee? Do you want it to be inexpensive?
Yes.
Okay, so that's an important factor. So I think I can find you a great deal. And since it's a simple thing,
can't you do it?
Oh, yeah. I have all your pictures. I have all of the photos of the five books, the covers that all of the books that you wrote. I have the beautiful cover photos of those. And could you just send me, please, your favorite photos of yourself? I love the one when you're eating the hamburger. Like,
you know what the problem is?
More.
I lost all that with GoDaddy when they got rid of my site. I don't know what I have.
Too bad.
I
have to go forward.
Way to get
take
that
new
back.
Ones with the dog. With
no,
Lucky.
There's no way to
take
get it.
New photos. Take? Don't. Who said
no,
that?
No, 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 no.
Donnie with me? No, she wants to go forward. Move forward. That's what I feel like you should do. Move forward. Have Richard take some photos of you with Lucky. Smiling
forget
in
it.
The yard.
What was the URL of your website?
What
was the URL of your website?
DaleShear.com.
Okay. Give me one second.
Are they wanting you to pay, buy it
no.
back? Did you? Okay.
No.
You just
they don't.
Design.
They axed it. And, you know, they're doing that so that you have them make a web for $2,500 and then pay them $240 a month.
Oh, that's a lot. That's not my deal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk about that. But that's fun because I can do it in a cinch. You know, I built the whole Life Laughter Happiness website. I mean, but it is like $30 a month on GoDaddy to keep any site up, really. So, do you want to pay?
They've
that?
Never.
Not,
they've
I'll
never
check out which.
Chart. They've never charged me ever. I mean, I've been paying yearly, and then all of a sudden this happened. I don't know.
Oh, but I did that too where
I can't get
them for an email, and I went to spam. Same thing happened to me, and I think they should actually call you. That's serious. This is your – mine, I don't even own BarbaraMoore.com. Again, now they own it and want $5,000.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
That's why I
Let's
have
go
to
back
do
to the beginning. Let's go back to the beginning.
You know,
how long will it take you to make me a website?
Well, when do you need it by?
Yesterday.
What I'll do is I'll send Barbara a what the old website looked like so that she can make it.
I already
have a copy of it.
I already know. I incorporated that in our website, Life, Life, Happiness. I already know that, Johnny. I have everything. It's not a big deal. I can do it so quickly. I already have all the bios. Please, I can do it. I lost my train.
Okay. I'll be glad to pay you, but no one has my website. Can someone send me a copy?
Oh.
Yeah, I can send it to you.
I don't have a copy of my website.
I don't know.
I'll send it to you right
now. This is what I was going to ask. Excuse me.
What?
This is what I was going to ask. Johnny, if you help me with some things that are like, please go research the most inexpensive hosting company that's in the top, let's say 10, okay? Please find that info so then I can go and be the creative and design it, please, okay? Find out all those little things, and I'll send you the list because he's good at that, Dale. And then that would speed up the process. So I would say by Saturday and Sunday, I do my own work. Monday is manic. Tuesday is I'm getting revved up. Let's say by Thursday, the day before your next show. of that.
Okay, fine.
Or
that
thinner.
Sounds good, but I have to approve it. But if you have a copy of my old website, can you please send it to me?
I just emailed
email.
It.
Oh, you did?
Oh, he has it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I didn't have it. Johnny, how'd you get it? I don't even know how you get it.
I'll explain it to you. There is a website called the Internet Archives, and it's got tons and tons of memory on it. And what you do is you go on there and you type up a website, and it will show you what the website looked like in the past on a particular day. What I did was I just went on there just now, and I typed in daleshear.com, and I got a snapshot of what your website looked like, and I just emailed it to you.
Well, let me go look at my computer, just talk to her for a moment and see. I mean, I know this is crazy to even have this on the show, but this is my life. I'm talking 30 years of my life disappeared, and I feel terrible. I feel awful.
This horrible pit in your stomach of law, like you lost something. But you didn't. Now he has it. Now he... But maybe every page.
This
Johnny,
is it. This is
pages.
It. This is it.
Okay.
Yes.
This
well,
is
good.
It.
All the pages
okay. Can
there?
You copy this? You don't have
sure,
to copy
I
the
just
video
did.
Book. No, not you. Barbara.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Send it on over, Johnny. Let Del
okay. Let's send it to her right now on Facebook.
Her other stuff, like her clients that need her to be, you know.
I mean,
you
I
know,
won't
yellow,
have mine if I don't have.
Out.
Okay, wait, Barbara, listen. I'm pretty sure I have paid GoDaddy for this web, daleshear.com. I will check. But please, can you just copy this and just redo it is all I ask?
I just send it to Barbara.
Yeah. It's a lot of typing.
Please send what you just sent to me to Barbara.
Yeah, I sent it to Barbara just now.
Okay,
and Johnny, where did you go to get this?
Internet Archive.
Very.com.
Wow. Good.
Is it a .com or what?
It's what you do is you Google Internet Archive and it will come up, and you can, like, for example, you can look at a website to see what it would look like on that particular day. What I did was I found
the
most. What?
She wanted to know, is it .com? What is the URL so all the listeners can look at it too?
Okay, let me do this real quick here.
We know what it is. You already told us that.
It's
archives.org.
Yes.
.org. See? That's important. Because .com would not have worked. So,
okay.
Cool.
So
say it again,
right
Johnny,
now,
all
Barbara, please listen. So right now, let's just not give out my website. Did you send it to Barbara, my website?
Yes,
right.
I did.
Thank
okay.
You.
Barbara, can you look at this? Let's see what it says under readings. Because I got biography. It has a wrong phone number under readings. So I'm going to have you change the phone number.
Okay. Hey, Dale.
Can I have?
Dale.
What?
These are little things, and you can just send me a list, please. I have a very important thing to...
I know, but I don't have your email to send you, text you.
TheBarbaraMort@gmail.com.
Okay, wait just a minute. There's only one phone number that needs to be changed. MOOMOORE.
Yes, TheBarbaraMort@gmail.com.
Wait, I'm confused.
Okay, you repeat it back to me.
I have BarbaraMoore@gmail.com.
No, the, T-H-E, like the
BarbaraMoore@gmail.com. Okay.
Yes.
I will just send you the changes, and there will probably only be one.
Okay, fine. I wanted to answer
I got
question.
A problem. It
you
says Adobe. What?
You had a statement about, you're like, I'll pay you. No, okay, instead of that, you know what I would like?
What?
My own private reading by you.
You,
You got it.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. Great deal.
Okay,
hello.
It doesn't put in all my personal. Yeah, it does. It has all my. It has. I'll go over the website with my husband, and we will just don't copy the video. The video seems to be defunct, so I don't copy the video. And
well,
other than
will get
that,
fixed. If you have a copy I of hope. The video, then we'll just put in the fresh copy.
No,
that
I
you
don't.
Have.
I don't.
Oh.
I don't, and I don't
what about
want
Johnny?
It. Okay.
Oh, you don't want it?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't want it. Okay.
Well, then I'll have to take that out.
Yeah, just take it out because it just says Dale's opening. So, and I don't think
sounds
it's working.
Good.
Let me see. I'll go into it and see if it's working right now, but I don't think
Johnny,
so. But anyway,
well,
can
yeah.
you do this by next Thursday? Can you do this?
Yes,
no,
I already
it's not
said.
Working.
Or sooner.
Okay. The video is not working, so don't use it.
There's not much to type, retype, so I know that. But
it's
I
just
haven't
a phone number.
That yet. It's very simple.
No,
you know, thank God
there's quite a bit.
I just have
there's
to add
quite
it.
A, I mean, you're
thank
the only...
God Johnny found it. Thank God.
I know. Thank you, Johnny. You're the only one in the world that can save me at this point.
Well,
I got it.
I mean, the weird thing is that it works with other websites. Like, for example, you were talking about Barbara Moore. They may be able to find your website, too. The Internet Archive probably could.
Well, that's what I was
okay.
saying, to repeat it so many times so the listeners could go check their own stuff out.
Okay.
I mean,
it's
okay, they can't get on my
website. Maybe they could learn something as well that is, you know, going to help them. I'm always thinking of other people. It's called empathy.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Right.
Johnny? Barbara?
Yeah.
Just
well, we
listen to me for a moment.
Callers waiting. There's probably callers waiting. And I asked
no.
my sister if she would call in.
What? Would you wait a minute,
no.
Barbara?
Yeah.
It'll say Dale's opening. Don't touch it. Just leave it the way it is, okay? The only
okay.
thing that needs to be done is a phone number change. I mean, you can copy everything the way it is. I'm trying to look at scrapbook. I've looked at readings. I've looked at all my scrapbook is there. Everything's there. I got
okay,
it.
Good. That's great. So you got all your pages, and you
yes.
didn't lose
okay.
it. So you must
feel
elated.
All right.
Thank,
all right.
you Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Johnny.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara.
Okay.
Thank you,
You're
Johnny.
Well.
It's amazing what you just did, Johnny, for me.
Okay.
Okay?
Well,
right,
you're
now,
like
you
our
will...
family. You're like our family, okay?
Yes.
And if you need help, we are going to help you, Dale.
Right.
Well, I've been stressing out about this. I mean, you have no idea.
Yeah, I felt the energy.
Right.
Well, didn't
you
go for it, too? Okay, mm-hmm. Barbara, this is done.
Yeah.
And not this week, but the following week, if you want to interview me, fine. Okay? I'm still getting my place set up, and I'm all good. I can't believe I have
well,
my website
no, we
in front of me. I just can't believe it.
No, I don't
I can't believe it. Thank you, Johnny. Johnny, I owe you. I owe you. I owe you.
Well, thank you to you both. I'm thankful for the both of you. Barbara, you really are my best friend, and I love it when we can do those shows. I know that, you know, I get so anxious.
And what about me? I'm your aunt.
I said you're both. I said both, Dale. Both. And I mean, and it just seems that it just I get so OCD and I get so nervous that I mean, and I think what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give the number out. It's since nobody's called in yet, but they will, I'm sure. It's
Johnny. Okay, Barbara, we can keep talking because nobody's called in. So there. And
oh, my gosh,
going
that
on.
Is so weird.
Oh, my God.
It's just really
okay,
weird,
it is
but weird. I have a great day.
I don't really care right now. But anyway, Barbara, do you
no.
have a computer? Can you go into my site he sent you?
Oh. Well, my computer is not on, but I'm on my phone. And did he send
no.
it already? Okay.
Yes.
Johnny, where
yes,
are you there?
It.
Johnny,
I'm here.
Where did you send it? Email
Facebook.
Or where did you? Okay, so I'm going to open that up. Why don't you guys talk while I go and do that? Okay.
I don't know what to talk about except I'm
so
excited. The only thing that has to be changed is the phone number under readings. There's one here that
Richard?
No longer exists.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
What about Richard?
Wait. Go to
Go
to readings, Barbara. Go to readings on my website.
Okay, I'm writing a note down. I'm not even opened up there yet.
Okay. The phone number is the second phone number. Well, I have phone number 1
okay.
808-372-1816. That's Hawaii.
Okay,
Nevada.
That's the one I always shout out on the show. Okay.
Right. And
this
Nevada
one
should be
okay. 775. You want to keep this one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And Nevada should be 775-901-2757.
Okay.
That's it. That's it. And Nevada. It'll say Nevada. It's in red.
Okay. Awesome.
Now, I will check with GoDaddy. I know I've paid for DaleShare.com for another year because I checked last week, but I will text you on that. I should be all right.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can change domains. That is your right. So you can change. And so, but Johnny, he's going to do some research. Actually, he never answered. Would you do that?
Yes, I will.
So I can do creative. Thank you.
And all of a sudden, I have no internet. What's going on?
My TV isn't working. The Spectrum is not working. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yours is not working either?
For 2 days.
Spectrum is working, but all of a sudden, I have no internet. There's no internet. The internet's down, Barbara.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that I couldn't handle. I can handle going without the TV last night and today, but not the internet.
The internet is down. Richard, check your internet. Is it down?
I don't know.
I just watch YouTube anyway. My Wi-Fi gives me YouTube, and that's what I watch anyway. I just need Spectrum for certain things. Yeah, they make it so you need them. But I haven't been watching that much TV.
Well, I have. The Wi-Fi is all down.
What have you been watching lately, Dale? Any favorite programs?
Yeah, Sex and the City.
Yeah.
That's
I
beyond
love
your,
that.
I know that. And I've been watching on HBO. I watched this one with The Rock. It was called Earthquake. It was good.
Oh, I love The Rock. I was on
yeah.
Sex and the City. Did you know that?
Yes.
You were?
But which one? Which episode?
Okay, so
I know
it was every single acting part I have, you know, a part where I'm speaking. This one was special because they hired playmates because Hugh Hefner was at the mansion. The Playboy Mansion was featured, and that was their location. So they really paid us well to be around the mansion. And I remember I was at the peak of my being in shape, being a dancer and everything, competing.
They had me in a thong bikini.
And I was doing the beach ball, and then the Sarah Jessica Parker, this was the take. She kept looking back at my butt, I forgot, she said something. It was a comment about my butt. Okay, I was with the beach ball, and I never wear thong bikinis, ever. I mean, I don't care, it doesn't matter. I'm modest about, I don't do it. I mean, I might be a Playboy playmate, but I don't do that. That to me, that's not normal. I feel very conscientious when I can model them, no problem.
No, but which one were you in?
Well, the one wearing the thong bikini, bouncing the beach ball, Sarah Jessica Parker looked back at me, there is me, and said something. So that is the episode that Hugh Hefner was in, done at the Playboy Mansion. And you could search that up.
Okay.
this is crazy. I can't get on my internet. You can't get on
and
your
also,
internet. I don't know what
I got the speaking part with Hugh Hefner. I got the speaking part on Blossom. You know that TV show? And that was a long time ago, like in the early 90s, Blossom. And they filmed it
no,
at the
No, I didn't get to
and
see that one.
I was in that
but
one
on Texas,
with a line, couple of lines. What was that?
On Sex and the City, the one I think that you were, where Samantha was bitching over her purse and thought one of the Playmates
yes.
girls stole it.
Yeah.
Was that the one?
But I wasn't in the purse. I wasn't in the purse scene. And that, I was in the day scene when they arrived and they looked, they were walking in and it's where the cars pull up. And the butlers and the front of the mansion. It was beautiful, the scene. And I was in the grass playing, and then she looked
okay.
at my foot. I mean, that, okay.
Well, that's
You'll
crazy.
See.
Okay, I will
Why?
Look at that. Johnny, what's going on with our phones? Do we have anything?
No. This is really weird. This has never happened. I put up the tags, and I put up the... I mean,
please don't.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Show,
I'm really sorry. I'm sorry about all that. I
Well, you're not sending me real links until I ask you, and then I go and try to promote it, and I'm like, oh, geez, I don't even have a link. Johnny, why are you forgetting? You always used to send it the night before, and I don't get it. And that you
well,
have like, okay.
So, am I okay?
Johnny.
Am I okay?
Why?
What?
And even my
what?
Fans say, oh, Barbara, I'm sorry I didn't call in. They try, and they want to. And my friends do. I could have posted that on the Playboy Playmate group on Facebook that I am the sole administrator for.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So what we need to do is this. Barbara, is it just typing pages to put it up, or how does it go up?
Well,
does it go up? Do I connect
you
it
to... You have
to
know what
you're
doing. It can get really confusing.
No, that's not what I'm asking.
What?
That's not what I'm asking. What I'm asking is, once you type it, does it go back to GoDaddy.com to host?
Oh, I didn't try it yet. I got You know, I don't multitask very well, Dale. I'm sitting here trying to be the host of the show, and I never do much when I'm doing that, but I will go on and see. Johnny, why don't you look up the next thing right now as well, since we have time.
The Nexus? What's it called?
No, the next thing that Dale wants to do, whatever. What else?
Okay.
No. I can ask someone to do that. I will call GoDaddy.
No, I'm just trying to get my piece of paper because if my phone goes blank, which it did today because it's full again, because I'm busy. Oh my gosh, I got a new Pilates membership. I got my free Pilates class. I've been really having fun. I got a new umbrella for the patio. Yes, I had the best day. Really, really.
I've been moving.
I'm going to exercise there. Oh, my gosh. My body feels so much better, and my brain feels so great as well. And I went through a little downer time. I can't even remember why. It's so insignificant.
Well,
you know?
I'm in the downer time because I just got through moving, and I'm trying. And then I find out my website's missing, and then, anyway.
Well, that is just the worst feeling. But it really happens.
I mean, can you imagine? It feels like 30 years of your life is gone.
Dale, we have a caller.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. I'll put this through. 919, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Sandra. And
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay. Have you been listening to our show?
I have not. I just got in. I didn't realize I was going to be in Cuba, but I just got on. So,
Cuba.
Q.
I just got on in Q.
Oh. Okay. How can I help you, honey?
Do I have to ask a specific question around?
Yes, I would like that right now.
So my question is, right now things have just been just up and down, just it's like chaotic. And I'm wondering, my move was supposed to happen today, this weekend, and it got delayed. And I am just wondering, do you see this happening next week, early next week, my move to my new place?
Okay, where are you moving from, where to where?
Right now I'm staying with my son because the place I was staying, I was in a relationship, it ended, moved out, the house that I was going
to.
No, but
I'm talking
got delayed. It's still in Georgia. It's still in Georgia. That's what I'm saying. It's still in Georgia. So I'm moving from Atlanta to the suburbs. So.
Okay. You're moving from Atlanta to another place. Now, what is holding up the move at this point? What are they saying?
Well, today it was, they did all this renovation and the air quality test after they did all the cleaning or the, you know, remodeling and stuff. It didn't pass.
Okay. Is it like a low-income housing, or why are they doing this?
No. No. It's a, I don't know. No, it's a home, but the people who lived in it before, I think they just kind of totally destroyed the house, so they had to, you know, put in new flooring, put in new counters. You know, it's just like a completely renovation.
Okay, I got you. You'll be in there within a month. That's the best I can tell you. Psychics are not good on time, but I can tell you you'll be in there within a month.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry, it's not what you, I said within. That could be day one, 2 days, a week, 3 weeks, but it'll be within a month.
Okay. Okay.
That's
right.
Okay.
Well,
be happy. You will
Thank
be in
you.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Is that
All right.
the question?
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, Johnny. What do you suggest now?
Well,
please don't upload this show.
I would like to say something. I got everything. I received your whole website. Wow. Thank you, Johnny. That is so great.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. The gods are working on our behalf.
I mean, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, but it just for a while there, I felt like all day long I've been feeling like a screw up.
Why?
But I can't believe, how did you know about archives.com?
Because they have everything there. They have old video games. They have, it's what I did was, see, a lot of times what will happen is that people will change a website and then they'll do it thinking that nobody remembers what it used to look like. This website is, like, huge. I mean, they have, like, databases with memory that nobody's even heard of yet. And so, like, for instance, not just this website, Dale. If you had, like, say, an old website that would have been, like, around, say, maybe 20 years ago, you might be able to still see what it looked like. You can look up a newspaper of a website. There's you can go to the Michael Moore website, and you can actually see what it looked like on the day that George W. Bush was reelected. What was said.
Wow. So, okay, now are you sure? Are you sure it's just archives.com or is there www? What is there?
No, it's archive.org. I mean, you can look up like old video games. You can look up old
I mean, no, wait, Johnny.
Sorry,
did you find my website? Need to know. Archives.org? Is it?
Yeah, see, what I did was I went in archive.com. And then right where it says the Wayback Machine.
Well, first you're saying .com, and then you're saying .org, which is
Sorry. I talked too fast. Archive.org. You go to archive.org, and then there'll be a scene that says Wayback Machine. You know, they get this from both.
There'll be a what?
Wayback Machine. Okay?
I don't know what that means.
You enter the URL or the keywords, okay? So I entered in daleshear.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see a list of, like, dates that you can look at. okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at those dates, you'll be able to see what it looked like. The most recent date for you was back in January 25th, 2021, okay? So I figured that's like the last day that it was searched by the search engines. So it was the most updated one. When I found that link, I just sent you the link and Barbara the link. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'll have my husband do it. Doesn't make sense to
okay.
me, but he'll do it. Archive.org.
That's correct. Now,
and Barbara's got my website. Did you get the change of phone number?
You asked what comes up. DaleShear.com. Well, it says unavailable, so that's good. That means it's safe with you. You still have the domain. Thank God, because people lose their domain. They forget to paper that.
I know. I still have the domain, but I'm going to call them anyway.
God, because it says Shopify. If there's a Shopify ad, these are probably advertisers with GoDaddy. They're all about money. Money, 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 money.
Yeah,
so,
okay. So I'm just going to call GoDaddy and see what's going on. Maybe they'll upload the site. I doubt it. But, you know, we may have to recopy it. I don't know. We'll find out how to do it.
So we have another caller.
You can hire a person there to do it, but they're probably really expensive.
Yeah.
We got a caller. No, Barbara, I will hire you. But go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Oh, we have a caller.
Yes, area code 610, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Sonia.
Oh, hi, Sonia. How you doing? Where are you calling from?
Doing well. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hey, where are you from originally?
Florida and then here.
Oh, okay. How can I help you, sweetheart?
I wanted to ask a question about my present job. Which is
okay.
going to sound kind of weird, but it's like if I'm...
Oh, today nothing
I know
sounds
my,
weird.
What's that?
Nothing sounds weird today, but go ahead.
Right. It's just that my company was just acquired by another company, and
uh-huh.
that company acquired many other sub-companies, so now they're forming a huge $250 million company. So everything is changing. Uh-huh. Everything is, you know... I mean, I'm still doing my same work, but... I'm sure things will surely change, but I'm looking to grow and expand, and I wanted to see what's in store for me at this place.
Okay. What type of company is it, sweetie?
It is technology related software.
Okay. Number one, you'll still be working at this place. You may have a different job title, but it's going to be good. It's going to be fine. It's going to be wonderful, and just get used to the change, and it'll be okay.
Right. I mean, I know I'm going to be there because the group of us that are still going to be employed.
Okay, so what are you asking me then?
Agreement. No, I wanted to see what you're picking up for me at this new company. Like, I'm looking, you know, I'm looking to grow with the company and maybe get promoted.
Okay, I can't
and...
pick up any more than you know. Because they haven't made up their mind yet on what they're doing.
Okay?
All I know is you're going to be working for them. You're going to be fine and stay there.
Okay.
And there's lots of there's more money involved.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Aloha.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. Barbara, we're worried.
Oh, that's so sweet. Richard says aloha, and she said thank you. I mean, that's so
sweet. Yeah, well,
people
it's
love
time
aloha.
For aloha time. Anyway, okay, yeah. Barbara, what's up?
Oh my gosh. I'm excited.
So you
and
got
I
my
really
whole...
I'm grateful that you were still so comfortable to ask me to redesign, fix your website, get it working, because that makes me feel good that you believe in me.
I believe in you to no level, okay? It's fine. And it's like everybody was saying, oh, go to Wix, go to this. And I'm going, no, I don't want to do that, okay? I want my regular website with one phone number change. That's it.
I don't need a video. Yeah. I'm fine.
You were happy.
I'm happy. It's just to copy the website. And then we got to, I'm still with, apparently I'm still with GoDaddy, which I'm going to call when we get off the phone.
Okay, so let me know about that. And for me to do that, just know that I will need your username and password to get in there and work on it.
Sure, my username.
Oh, wait, I got to get back to my pad. No, oh my God, don't say that over the air.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. I wasn't doing that. I'm trying to think what the username and password is.
Okay. Sometimes I forget we're on air.
I'm not sure. I'll find out from, there's somebody that used to do my site. I don't know. I'll get the username. I'll get the password. But the problem, Barbara, this format was done like 30 years ago. Is it going to matter?
Why, you'd really want that exact, I mean, the colors, the textures.
Yes.
Exact format.
What?
I don't know until I get in there. I do not know to honestly answer that right now until I get into their design area.
Because it's
sure
an old format.
It's pretty basic. It's very basic. Tell us why you want it to be exactly like. What if it could be maybe tweaked a little better?
Fine. Tweak it a little better. But leave the
there
basic.
Oh, okay. I felt like, oh, my God, now I have to make it exactly the same. That might be challenging.
No.
So,
No.
Okay,
but
I can make it better. I'm really good designer.
It was written.
But I will stick with the main colors.
It was written in a very old format about 20 years ago. So once I give you the I'll get the password and the – I'll get it, okay?
That doesn't matter because I'll just retype all the – that text stuff, that doesn't even matter. But if there's something I can copy and paste, fine.
Five pages. It's nothing needs to be changed except that one phone number. So and then if you want to make it better, fine. If you want to make it, you know, presentable, fine. It's just that I don't, I have to call, you know, GoDaddy to see what happens next or whatever.
Okay. You know, it's probably going to be sooner than next Thursday then, now what that you're telling me that. So let me know on the little details like that. And you can text that to me, and that will work great. And I will let you know of
Johnny.
All of my.
I'll give it to
my
Johnny.
That
I'm not real.
Okay,
wait, Johnny.
All the things that
Johnny.
I'm doing.
Yes.
I will
yes,
make
I'm here.
You approve it first. I will make
Johnny,
sure you approve
I'm
it.
Johnny,
no,
I'm going to give it to you, and you're going to text it to
mm-hmm.
her because I don't trust myself. Okay.
Right.
Okay, and there's only one change, so we're fine. But once she changes it and makes it, then how do we put it up somewhere?
How do we do that, Barbara?
How do we what? I missed it because I was plugging in my phone. What?
Oh.
What was the question?
Once you do it and you got the website, how do we know the domain name isn't changed and it's not available, so GoDaddy still has it, but where do we host it?
Well, that's what Johnny's going to find out with his research on what is the least expensive one that actually has good ratings. And give us some options really quickly.
Well, I can tell you that. My husband's already done that. Wix.
Okay, which one do you want to use? GoDaddy still or what?
I don't know. Either GoDaddy. I'll let you know tomorrow.
Yeah, and then I can
after I talk to GoDaddy.
If you want to do that, then if you guys already did that research, then Johnny doesn't have to. If you are going to.
It's only Wix. Wix is the cheapest one.
Yes.
It's like $200 a year, Wix.
I'm going to check out some sites on there, but I heard that a long time ago, but I haven't. You know, I just stick with GoDaddy because I'm used to it. But it's okay. Yours is going to be
simple. Me too, until they screwed me over. But after I get off the phone with you, after I get off the phone with you right now, I'm going to call them.
They probably do this spam thing. They put it on spam, and they, of course, don't let you know by calling you that you're almost ready to lose your name, and they've already have all of your analytics in their in their database, and they know you're popular and you're famous, and a lot of people have searched for you. They're like, they rub their hands together because they see dollar signs. Oh, do you think they're going to go overboard to tell you you're about to lose it all because, you know, your credit card changed? No, they don't. And then
they don't call for me
to BarbaraMoore.com, which is rightfully mine. And there's laws against this. And you have to fight them. And it's they've gone around it. These people, don't ever trust them. Just tell me who you want to use, and I'll start on the creative and redoing it, okay?
Right. Okay, no problem. But I'm going to go through Johnny to do it. I'll have Johnny text you, okay?
Okay.
Only because I screw up a lot, okay?
Good backup plan.
Okay. Can we end the show right now and let me go call GoDaddy?
Yeah.
It's been 45
everybody.
Minutes. Sounds good.
Okay.
I am so
all
grateful
right.
for what happened tonight. And
thank you, Barbara.
So
thank you, Johnny. And I'm going to hang up. Thank you.
You are welcome. I am so glad that life left. Well, Richard and Johnny are still here, right? Don't hang up.
Aloha.
Aloha. Johnny.
I'm here.
I would like to say something. I am so glad that Life, Laughter, Happiness was able to come to Dale Shear's aid and relieve her of all her stress because we love Dale. And, you know, there must have been some kind of energy in the air because we never have, like, well, we had two callers. I mean, that rarely happens. We usually have 25 people lined up. So that was odd. And we want our Dale Shear to be stress-free. And thank God you did find, I mean, she was very devastated
and actually,
about that. And
in a way, there's actually an upside to the no callers because that means that we could have been there for Dale. Dale would have been stressed out the whole time. So, you know, in a way, it had a silver lining to it. Don't you agree, Richard and Barbara?
Yeah. There's a reason for everything, you know. You know
That's
what I mean?
So true. Oh, yeah.
There's a reason
for
everything.
Because I didn't know, Richard. I did not know. I'm sitting over here. I'm not at the switchboard. That's Johnny's thing. I have no idea if we have people waiting. And I'm assuming we do have people waiting. So I was kind of like trying to, you know, reassure her and then get to the call. But, man, she was really, really stressed out because she would definitely just want to, like, go into the calls and, oh, Johnny, where's the call? No. This was like she thought she'd really lost 30 years of stuff. Just how long ago was this that she found this out, Richard?
Well, it's just I'm fourth hand on all this stuff.
Like today,
you know what I mean?
An hour ago, an hour before the show, she said she had some other issue, and then she comes home, and then she finds out that the website is down and all that. So that was just today, everybody. And thank you for listening and caring. And if you have listened to this whole thing, we then, you know, value you as our regular listener, no matter what. Anyway, Friday, everything will be great. She'll have her website done, and she will be up and running, and we will have our psychic Dale Shear back as good as new. So everybody, please. In the meantime, on Facebook, Life, Laughter, Happiness Facebook group.
And can I add one thing?
What's next, Richard? What's next? What was that?
Okay, let me add, don't move unless you absolutely have to.
Meaning
moving from house
to
house is a turmoil, okay?
it's going to be that way for a few months, I would imagine.
Yeah. Especially if you're trying to downsize a little bit. Oh, wow.
I stopped asking how's the house, because I did. I asked how's the house coming along, but I didn't want to ask, because I know from experience, look, I don't want to be asked now, because it's not good, and it's not, you know what I mean? So, I get it. I mean, she has a lot of stuff on her plate with the move and the business.
Yeah.
She doesn't need all these
headaches.
So we're so glad that we were able to help, right, Johnny?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
I hope I helped you out in the process, Barbara.
What?
Hope I helped you out as well, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
You helped what?
I hope I helped you out as well by sending those links.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Well, thank God. But I knew you knew a lot about that stuff, so it worked out perfectly.
Right.
But I don't think I could have done it if I had to do everything, because I'm busy. I don't like being creative, though. So it's cool, because we're like family. We help each other, and it kind of makes life, you know, it gives life purpose, because you're loved and you love. And that's what I think life is all about. So thanks for listening, everybody. And we're going to have a great show coming up for you. In fact, I would like to ask Richard something. Would you like to come on the Barbara Moore Show?
On your other show? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I have a new show. And
oh.
If you come on soon, you will be only the fourth show on the Barbara Moore Show. And I think that it is important because you're 93, and I'm not saying you're going to die soon. I'm just saying this is a valuable thing, and we've learned so much from you this past, I don't know, when did you start coming on with Dale all the time?
Oh,
like
I don't know. Now, when you're in the same house, you know, you hear what's going on, blah, blah, blah. Well, sure.
No,
yeah,
I'm saying on the
question.
Show. When did you start coming on the show with Dale? Johnny, do you know?
Oh, I don't know. God.
No, I have no idea.
You're yours. I've been here. Yes, probably. Yes.
I think it's about a year.
If not sooner, you know, I'm not sure.
Anyway, we've learned a lot from you, and I would like to interview you. They're going to see you. You have to get your background ready. And
well, yeah, I can do that.
I would like you to come
That's
on
no
my
problem.
Show. Is you? Oh, thank you. Okay, that'll
yeah.
be great. Okay, we'll schedule it.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, that's so
and,
great. What time of day is it for you? The same time we usually do it at 5.
Five, yeah, that's whenever
Pacific.
You want to do it.
What time
every day,
do you have?
Yeah, Barbara, every day for me is Saturday. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That's an old saying.
Yeah, but what about the
every
time
day
of
Saturday.
Day, Richard?
Well,
Richard,
I don't get up till
time.
9 or... Yeah, I don't get up till 9 or so. And,
do you want to do it at 5?
That, yeah,
same
5
time
is
as you
fine.
Do life, laughter, or happiness? Okay.
Whenever you want to do it. Mm-hmm.
We will, and we do it
okay.
live as well.
Do you have
and
my
goes on Facebook.
Do you have my email address, Barb?
No, is it public that you could tell me now?
Well, yeah, I don't mind telling you now.
Okay,
it's
go ahead.
All lower
I need your
case.
Phone number, but what? I'm sorry.
Okay, it's all lowercase letters. All righty.
Okay.
N as in Norman. The number 7, W is in William, F is in Foxtrot, G is in George, at yahoo.com. Now
oh,
that's,
Yahoo.
Okay, that N7WFG, I'm also an amateur radio operator when I get around to it, and that's my call sign. Yeah, N7WFG. And
that.
All that kind of stuff.
So
I'm not
radio.
Very active now. Yeah, radio. I was pretty
and
active 10 to 15 years ago, but not
so
much now. But anyway, it makes a good, you know, good email address, N7WFG Yahoo. Easy. Boom,
I'd like
boom,
to
boom,
listen.
Boom.
When do
yeah.
you do the radio?
Well, I haven't done any in months.
Hey.
All that. I got a lady yelling at me in the background here.
All
I'm
right.
Talking to
well,
Barbara.
We have 9 more minutes left, and that's what we do. So,
okay.
Right, Betty? We are not leaving till 6.
Okay.
You can go if you are being...
Wait a minute. Hang on. Hang on, everybody. What do you got
okay.
to say, Dale?
I got GoDaddy on hold.
Okay. She's got something about GoDaddy on hold. Okay.
Okay.
she's working.
Well,
She's working in
That's
the other
fine.
Room, so there we go.
That's fine.
Yeah, no
I
problem
I want to hear
there.
About on my show. I'm sorry to interrupt
okay.
you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
What? Do you want to know what I want on my show, the points that I would like
you.
To cover? On you.
Well,
on your life.
To talk about.
Photography.
You know, I'm...
You were a
oh,
photographer
yeah.
for the
oh, yeah.
Navy. Okay, I'd like
yeah.
to talk about that. I'd like to talk about your favorite place that you ever lived, the favorite place that you've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most precious person people to you.
Good questions.
Somebody who's really
Good
touched
questions.
Your life. Things like that that we can learn from Richard Conrad.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Yeah, I've done a variety of things, so... We can talk about a bunch
well, we'll
of things.
Well, we'll get to that on my show. We'll get to that on my show. I'm so glad that you're going to be a guest on the show. And you have mm-hmm. a place that you're going to be sitting to where you're going to be doing the show. Because you will be
yeah,
going
right where I'm doing
on
it right now.
Live camera. What was that?
Oh, on live camera. Okay, that's no problem.
Yes.
I'm right here in my little
But I don't want it in your room.
Hole.
I want you to come up with like a... background, maybe put some pictures that you could show us, old
oh.
pictures of yourself. That'd be
well,
so fun
right.
to see.
yeah, if
okay.
I could find them.
Well, that'll give
a lot
you
of stuff
to
I can't but okay. Yeah, my room's the best place, I think. But anyway, that's okay.
You probably learned to be a minimalist, didn't you?
well, we've been through this move, okay? And,
Did you hear
you know,
me?
I,
Are you a minimalist?
I, well,
Richard, you
yes,
told
yes.
me once that you became that yes. from being in the military, having to move 13 times.
That's right. And I've done that even with my kids. I gave them their inheritance a couple of years ago. I says, here it is.
Did they get it early? That's
yes.
so nice.
I said, you get
Because
this,
you're like, well,
you
I'm not
that.
Dying, so here. I know you're tired
yeah.
of waiting. Right?
And,
That's so funny.
You've got
really
this stuff,
it,
the other one's got the other stuff, you know, the family stuff.
What
about
money?
That's it.
Did they get
that
money?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Awesome.
Says, Here's
did
your
they
money.
Buy new
Boom.
Cars like you did?
Well, you know, they kind of looked at me and took the money.
oh, and they say, oh, Dad,
well,
I
whatever,
want you to die.
You know.
They're
okay,
sweet.
They,
Are you? Okay, anyway. Just, What time is it
anyway.
Now? Johnny acts like he's disappearing. Johnny, you must
no,
talk.
No, no, no. We have about 2 minutes
Three
left.
3 minutes. I know. So we'd like to hear from you now.
Okay. Well, you know, it's I got to say, I think the show worked out well considering everything. I mean, no, I really believe it did. I mean, we got to help Dale out. Because, you know, I was just going to say this. Dale is, when she comes on the show, she tries to make everybody else's life feel less stressful. So it's nice that we spend some time helping her out, be her less stressful. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Well,
oh, my gosh.
Johnny's
got the lingo down, the psychic lingo down. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Like,
okay.
he's a therapist. Yeah. Yes, Johnny. What wouldn't make sense of it? I mean, right? Okay, Johnny. Please don't read from your script. Tell us.
No.
Tell us how
no
you,
script.
if you went on DaleShear.com, what image do you want to see? Do you want to see a huge, big, pink
well,
background in a tiny photo, or do you want to see Dale
Shear? I think blue. Anything blue looks good. That's what I would say. I would say royal blue.
Okay, well, I want to know the second answer to the second part of my question. Not yet. No, he has 1 more minute left. No, tell her 1 more minute. Not
oh, I was
yet.
Just
tell
1 more minute.
Her,
but
what's
before he answers the question?
He's afraid. He's afraid to tell. He just doesn't say anything.
Life, laughter, and happiness.
Oh,
I'm laughing.
Yay! You close it. Close it, Richard.
Yeah. Remember, this is a real conversation, not scripted, right?
Exactly.
<That's> amazing. Good.
Johnny boy.
Keep laughing. Yeah. All right.
Johnny boy,
everybody.
No scripts, okay? No following scripts. This is raw and real.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sound like you are doing much of life or laughter or happiness with that answer.
Well, I'm a little bit worn out, but I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm just a little worn out, but I'm all right.
Why are you worn out? I mean, you had two calls you put through. Why are you worn out? You had to look up a website, Alan.
Yeah. I had to look at a website. I had to look up some things. And
are you breathing heavy over that one?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, we better let him go, Richard. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Aloha.
Well, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.